Is that?
I'm so.
Really?
Actually,
I don't
did.
Know. No, no, I don't.
Bro, why did
I
this, what did you do? Why did he give him my water bottle? Gina, can you?
I feel like
what's your name? You don't have a name?
Yeah, definitely reach out.
Thank you.
What is this? Is this calling?
Are we doing chords now? Daniela, do you want to grab yours?
It's not over there.
I think it's. I left my binder, handy binder.
Why? It's 11.
I think it's 11. I'm almost positive.
Who's that?
You used to be Johnny
on top of well, Marissa.
No, I would just.
Daniel has your pick.
Who's not here?
What's
going on?
Did you just steal greens?
I want so aggressive. Like
except for the ones that you will be selling.
Like
oh,
and
it's
now identity. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight, 9, 10.
Well, people could go home. She likes breakfast.
Chris is not gone. No, we need 11 people to start. We have 11. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. Can we count Jack?
Yeah.
Jack is better.
All right, we have 4.
We have 4.
Is it
11
or is it 13? It's 11.
Depends upon the night.
It's dependent on the answer. It's not a,
how many
it's not a guess.
I say it's 13.
I think it's 11.
I think it's 20.
How many one seats are there?
A majority of all voting seats.
I don't. I thought I was like, your
dog's. How many seats are there in the seat?
So it's 11. It's 11.
Nope.
It's 11.
Yeah. All right, we should be good.
We are great.
We are good. So you want to take 10 and reserve that drinky.
Yeah.
The question for attendance is, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Senator Carlson Sather.
I'm visiting my sister in Des Moines, Iowa.
Senator Conroy.
Watch football.
Senator Cook. Senator Gravani.
Not asleep.
Senator Hannon. Senator Jakes.
What was the question?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? No concept.
Hmm?
No concept this time.
No, no concept this time.
Senator King.
I'm gonna eat my body weight
in
macaroni and cheese.
Speaker Shugel.
Eating a lot of
potatoes. Senator Ruiz.
Sleeping and eating.
Senator Johnson. Senator Menke. Senator Jorgensen.
Sleeping.
Senator Smarillo.
I'm gonna watch the parade.
Senator Williamson.
Making turkey.
Public Relations Chair Ellen.
I'm going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to visit family.
Controller Arshad.
My dad has this operation, this
soon, so I'm just going to be like thinking about that a lot.
Parliamentarian Barnes.
Spend some time with family.
Health and Housing Chair Vodka.
Working.
Diversity Chair Abib.
Going to see Hippocampus.
Finance Chair Petros. I'm a buds person, Doran. Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
I'm going to tear it up the puzzle table with my grandma.
Technology Chair O'Neill.
Well, Senator Bonnie's coming to my house, but I guess he's going to be sleeping the whole time. So I'm going to hang out with my brothers instead.
Co-President Lamberty.
I'm going to see Fossil.
Cool.
My family.
Co-President Ali Asghar.
I'm going to South Carolina to visit some high school friends. Administrative Director Renke.
I'm going to my great aunt's house to eat a lot.
Advisor Van Hecke.
I'm going to my older brother's in St. Paul.
Nice. With that, we have quorum. So for on today's agenda, do we have approval of the minutes?
Do we have any?
From the minutes from last meeting. Seeing none, community comment. Is there anybody in the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Committee updates. So we have two committee updates.
Okay. Yeah, so for Health and Housing, I sent out the email for the co-ed water filler station initiative, and then that, but yeah, so that's done. And then for the trash chute thing, they're gonna keep them closed, but for people's convenience, you can open them and use them still. So like, as normal as this should be. So that's it.
Health and Housing, students get out of the bed.
So I know our Center for Complex who made this charge is not here, but I did email the director of the Arboretum about keeping the interpretive hours open longer. And he said that one of the main sources of income for the Arb is renting the space out, so it'd be difficult to kind of keep the hours open longer without interfering with them renting the space out. And also there'd be the difficulty of, with campus safety, normally they lock up around 5 p.m. So if you want to do it later, how can the safety lock it up? And they try to do it around when the sun sets, so it'd be more difficult. They'd have to shift it all during winter months, and it would be quite difficult. And then we had a separate slip charge from one of the center's tabling about possibly more tent raves this year, so I emailed Andrea Genso of Campus Activities, and she said the rough cost of the tent rave is $25,000, with $20,000 for the tent and $5,000 for the DJ, so it would be unfeasible.
Any questions for our chairs? Any questions?
Oh. Also, I invited Carol Brewer to come into one of our upcoming meetings to give you all an update on parking, and you can ask her any questions you have. She doesn't email me back on when she'll be here, but I did invite her, so she will be coming eventually. I yield.
Any questions? Seeing none, we move forward.
I have a question. I have a question for Health and Housing. Did you talk to Residential Life at all about CFs making sure that they're closed on homes?
No, that was talking about. They just said that, well, the AC just said that they're going to keep them closed.
And
they
talk
to the custodians as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving forward, any old business? Do you have any old business? Old business, seeing none. We have new business. And first, we have a budget. So, finance director or controller.
So, Turning Point, they came in last week and asked us for money to or speak before. So they came in again, and this time they're asking money to fund their trip to their Student Action Summit conference, which is in West Palm Beach, Florida. And what we are funding is we are funding their registration fees for the conference. As you can see over there, their housing fees, then their Uber transportation from the airport to the hotel, and then as well as their flight tickets. They were also asking money for meals, but we don't fund meals for any org, so we're not giving them money for that. And they are under the $1,100 limit that our org can request to go on a different summit or something like that. So that the recommendation from the finance committee is $860, and the two students that they're sending is their president and their treasurer. Yeah, do you guys have any questions? And they're not here. So any questions for the finance committee?
So what exactly is the entire point of them going to this conference?
As their president said in the meeting, that he is really hoping to get an internship with this organization, and he wants to make some connections, and that is one of their agendas, to make connections. That they reiterated that a few times. Besides that, I feel like they're just trying to get some kind of leadership experience out of it. But they would have had a better answer than me.
So it was more for their own personal gain than.
Do we have to approve the entire budget, or can we approve portions of the budget?
I believe they can approve portions of the budget.
I mean, you could always amend it.
Yes.
Amend the budget. Well, Senator Carlson Sutter, do you yield?
I yield.
Senator Samerlo?
I yield.
Senator Conroy?
Yeah, so just from being in the meeting, so it's their national convention for the whole organization itself. But from what I gathered in the meeting, it seemed like they were kind of doing it for their own benefit and getting those connections. So I know that Senate in the past has funded other clubs or committees going on trips like this, but I mean, I'm skeptical. Yeah.
Senator
Bonney? I was in the meeting as well. I agree with everything that Senator Conroy said. It just kind of sounded like we were going to fund their private vacation. So, yeah, I yield.
Diversity Chair Habib?
In that meeting, did they talk about at all how it would benefit the Gustavus campus for them going and bringing back any leadership skills? Anything? Nothing.
Cool.
Yeah, they didn't really speak much on the community as a whole.
Okay.
They spoke a little bit about the club itself and getting to meet other people from around the country. So it wasn't really just a Davis community.
Any more discussion or questions?
Something that I just want to add for other senators to hear. Just for some perspective, as far as if their aim is to go networking, a few weeks ago there was a trip to the Twin Cities for students to network, and there was a bus that was taken, and we all had to pay a fee of $15 to ride the bus. And so I think if Gustavus isn't willing to finance students going to the Twin Cities for $15, I don't think that necessarily we should support someone going across the country to network. I yield.
Senator Hammond.
I'm just wondering when they would have to have this budget approved by?
I think their conference is December 19th and 20th, I believe.
And the reason I brought that up is I wonder if it would be possible to table this. I'm not going to make a motion at this time, but I wonder if it would be possible to table this until the next meeting, in which event we would potentially ask them to be present. Because I don't feel like it's right of me to go off of what previous senators are taking from that without being able to really connect with them myself. But with that, I yield.
Senator Jakes.
So they're only doing it for networking. They didn't say anything else in the meeting?
I mean, they just explained what their org is and what the conference is about and the stuff they're asking money for.
It's their national conference or something?
Yes, it's like their national annual conference.
And they can't find funding through the national conference to bring them there?
They did not mention about anything about finding funding from different sources.
Are you?
Speaker Shulgin.
I move that we table this for 1 week so then they can come in and answer our questions in person, other than just like relying on what was said in the meeting, because I feel like we have questions that weren't fully answered from what they're telling us.
Is there a second goes to Senator Hannon. So Now we'll move to a vote if we want to table the discussion for next week. All those in favor who want to table this discussion for next week, say aye.
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 All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? Boom. Discussion is... I just want to make a comment that the finance committee invited them for today's meeting, mm-hmm. and nobody showed up, so that must show that if they really want to do this, and if they really need this money, they at least one of them could have showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep in mind when you're discussing it for next week,
mm-hmm.
is that we have already funded them. I mean, we'd be more than happy to fund them again, but if that's like a big thing for them, they should have showed up. Same reasons.
How often does this happen? How often do organizations on campus reach out to Senate to for trips like this? And does this happen pretty often? I mean, I haven't been here.
I mean, we, yeah, can I?
Mm-hmm.
So we fund, I know, Tri-Sigmas and ASTs, the two national sororities, to go to their conference every year. Like, and then I think there's like one or two budgets that we fund every year for their annual conference. But usually if an org comes in and it's like under 1100, we end up funding them because, you know, they're going for some, and I mean, if it benefits the Gustavus community and the org and everything like that, so we do end up funding orgs for that.
So like if they come back next week and the flights have gone up, what do we do then? Because the flights will go up.
They still get 1100, that's
okay.
The gap.
Good question. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
We're moving forward on our agenda. Next is diet proposal. So Kylie and I met with Andrea Johnson in the campus activities office. And the whole thing of bringing it up in Senate Day is for you guys to go out, talk to your constituents about it, instead of just charging health and housing or Prince Academic, all of a sudden just taking on to make a motion. So the college wants, campus activities office, they want to renovate the dive. They want to keep the dive area as a space for all the organizations on campus to use the area for their events, or like for example, Big Partner, Little Partner uses it for their events, Gussie Buddies uses it for the space for the dive, and but they need money to renovate the dive. And what they proposed, or what they have in mind, so they estimated,
I would say it's something that, like, we want to see happen too. Like, we want the dive to be a, not just all in campus activities, like, we want the dive to be a better space for everybody
yeah.
to use. We want it to be a better space. But
we want the renovation to happen.
Right.
Because at least I think most of us can believe, like, you know, it's a big space which could be used in a very efficient way. And right now it's like nobody goes there. But anyways, so we were talking to Andrea Johnson, and she, the proposal she has of for right now is they'll need $200,000 to renovate the dive, and renovating the dive includes floors, ceilings, paints, windows, and new furniture. So what she proposed initially was, so there's a couple of options, okay? Option one is Senate pays a portion of the renovation of the cost, and then CAB allocates a portion. So for example, $200,000, Senate pays $25,000 this year, and then $25,000 next year, and CAB allocates $25,000 this year, and $25,000 next year, so that's $100,000. And then Senate proposed the idea to the College Board of Trustees or President's Cabinet to fund the rest of the $100,000. So that's option one. Option two is charge the Gustavus students $50 for their next campus activities fees, just a one-time charge to the whole Gustavus body, student body. That, according to Andrea's calculation, would generate around $120,000, and then the rest is just $80,000. And the rest, we could go to the Board of Trustees, or we could talk to the President's Cabinet, or if Senator, or if they don't approve it, then again.
We wouldn't propose a referendum without them.
Yeah.
Saying that they would do whatever.
Like if student body says they don't have to pay $50 each, we won't even continue with the proposal. So that is option two. Students paying $50 next academic school year from their activities fee, and college paying the rest, or Senate contributing money this year, not this year, for next 2 years, or CAB funding for the next 2 years. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, basically, we wanted to bring it up in Senate and want to hear what you guys think, as well as for you to like either talk to your constituents, or if you think this is something that our Senate wants to be like working towards, slash, or like wanting our cabinet to do, or etc. So
I mean, our first priority would be if students could agree to pay $50 next school year, because I mean right now what Senate has is students' activity fee. Like, you know, this is the money which student paid to Gustavus. But that could be used in so many other ways, you know, because people come in, they have a conference to go to, or they're inviting a speaker, or anything else. But if, for instance, the students don't agree to pay $50 $50 next semester, we could come up with a proposal that, okay, Senate would fund it, in front of the President's banquet, and that would be like, students really want this to happen. So look, Senate's contributing money.
So basically, if you have questions for us to start.
If the basic point is for you all to go talk to your constituents and think what they think. Because that's a big amount of money, big chunk of money. Either whoever pays it at the end of the day, or even if the student body at Gustavus even want the dive to be renovated. That's a starting point. Because if people don't want dive to be renovated, then they won't pay $50. Or there's no point for us to fund. Advisory. Oh. Senator Nirbani.
How long would the renovations take?
Depends on when we
the amount
decide,
of money.
Yeah, to do this, if we decide. But they think the $200,000, because I'd be doing like floors, ceiling, etc., wouldn't be as much as they had one like a while back of like $1.2 million. Obviously that would be a totally different thing, but if it's something that the students saying they want, they're giving money to, slash Senate's giving money to, and CAB, like student important student organizations, then that's like that can obviously like speed up processes too.
So let's say we fund this, how long before like everything is ready?
We have to. We still have to. Obviously, hear. Not this. It wouldn't be this year.
You'll still be here.
You would probably still be here.
We won't be.
Okay. I yield.
Advisor Van Hickey.
So the last time Senate did this with the campus activities office, tried to take a proposal to students to fund a renovation of the dive. There were actually plans that students could respond to and look at, and it was a much more substantial renovation, but because it was a more substantial renovation, I think it was easier for students to be excited about it than just talking about floors and ceilings. And so I'm kind of wondering if before you send your Senate out to ask people how they feel about it, if you might benefit from having an actual proposal that has some teeth to it, so that people know what it is that you're talking about. You know, like if $200,000 is going to give you new ceiling tiles and different carpet, I think that's a really important thing for students to understand, versus $1.2 million, which is what it was for the baby renovation the last time around. So I'm assuming that number is considerably growing, but it was a substantial big renovation. So I just think you, like before you send Senate out, I'd encourage you to like send them with some concrete, this much money means this kind of a renovation. because I think otherwise, the minute you say renovation, everybody thinks you're going to do something to the dive to make it super cool, which I think is a great idea, but I don't think you're going to do that for $200,000.
I have a question. So like, a few years ago, Sam tried to do this, but students didn't pay for it. Can we use, because what Andrea is thinking is pretty much using that thing, but like bring it to a budget which we could use it. Like that renovation they had, the proposal they had 5 years ago, costed 1.6 million.
Yeah, whatever the number.
So like, what she's trying to do this time is having the big idea still the same, but obviously in a cheaper way.
I can't imagine how that could possibly work for the amount of money that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is why I think that it would make sense to actually see a plan, not just something coming out of somebody's head.
I just wanted to let you, like us all know about it, but if we were to do either referendum or get the money, it would be, we would not do go out to the students with like the referendum without having a really good plan of XYZ, but it's more to think if the Senate wants us to go forward with this, and if you guys want us to have these meetings with the president's cabinet, if you guys want us to like get this money done in what like way you think is best.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, like I would love to see us fix the dive. I know that 5 years ago the student body had no interest in contributing, I think, what was going
to be like 8 years
of
$250 per person over the course of four years or 6 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot of money,
and
students were like, yeah, no, we don't want to put our money there. And maybe this generation would feel differently about it, which would be great. But I also think that if you're really going to go to the student body with a referendum, you need a plan.
Yeah.
And Andrea should bring you a plan.
Yeah. Do you yield?
Yeah, sorry, yield.
Senator Jorgensen?
Yeah, I think that this renovation is really important. And so I'm a first year and coming to Gustavus, like everyone had these stories, and a lot of them centered around the dive. So I think like getting the alumni involved might be something that could help build these funds as well. Because I know like one couple that kind of pushed me to go here, like they met in the dive and then got married and now have a family and a farm. So like, yeah, so they're gonna be like all behind this, right? They're gonna be like, yeah, like how much money can I give you? So I think that that's something that we could use as a benefit too, is reach out to alumni, get some dive stories, maybe like make a dive history, like just build it up.
Senator Samardo.
Something that I was thinking about that I think could be important for getting student support behind this is I think that there's, rather than a renovation, there's a big push to make the dive something better and like more used. So I think that, because I think because of the way that the dive is being used currently, it kind of feels like it's this empty space that nobody really uses. So I think that with that perspective on the space, it's going to be really hard to build student support to spend a bunch of money on it. Because who's to say that replacing the carpet and the ceiling tiles and putting new furniture in it is going to make people want to sit down there more? You know, like it's not that bad down there. You know, like it's comfortable, and like I think that it's just like, I don't know, something I feel like if we had an initiative along some lines in the future of revamping it in a social way and like putting things down there that draw people to the space, or like maybe like providing food, providing drinks, stuff like that. Like I think that's been talked about in the past, but like actually doing something like that, I think it actually make the space a lot better and make students more willing to want to revamp it. Because if people are actually spending substantial amount of times down there, a substantial amount of time down there, they're more likely to want to put their own money into it.
Yeah.
I yield.
Thank you. Senator Ruiz?
I would just like some clarity on when students would be charged and how.
When? Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
It'd be like after the if we got this all passed, if we decided we want to like do this referendum and students vote, if they were like, yep, we'll do that, then it would go on their student account fee.
So
like it'd be like tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
It would be like next, it would be like their next year's tuition.
But we need to
okay.
pass it before it gets started.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like however long it takes, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if we don't get it successfully done, you know, next year co-president, they come back and decide to actively take part in this thing again, then maybe you might get charged in spring.
Okay.
It really depends when this all gets
happened.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's, I was just to answer one of the previous senators. The idea what they have, like the idea what Andrew Johnson has is basically to put new furniture or actually do something which will make it attractive for students to go at least do homework there.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now their thing is like Coated Cafe is busy. Whenever you go, there's always like business. You can't find space there, so they'll have study booths, tables, or they'll install new lighting or something.
We'd get to decide.
Senate will get to pick, is that what they say, if the Senate actually helps. So, PR Chair Adam.
So I think what our next step should be is like, we've like talked about this and then cabinet comes back with it, or in our next cabinet meeting we can talk about it, or like we can get plans from Andrea and send it out to have the senators go out to their constituencies. I yield.
Thank you, Cook.
Okay, so I just want a clarification. So for the first option, it would be at least 2 years until any renovations would actually be done, because that's how long it would take to get all the money. Is that
give or take?
Okay, and then for the second option, would it be like, if it all worked out and then we got it for next year, students were charged, would they start building that year, or would it still be kind of a long process to actually like get everything started, if that makes sense?
If you're only talking about $200,000, it's not going to take you 2 years to build it,
because yeah.
$200,000 will be gone like that. So basically $200,000 would be like cosmetic fixes.
Yeah, I was just thinking with like actually like getting the money like allocated before they can start buying everything to do those right.
The money would have to be accounted for in some way, whether or not it would be a, you know, like if the student body agreed that some portion of their student government fee was going to go toward the cost of it, the college could front it until they paid for it, like that piece. But like again, like it depends on what you're, depends on if you're talking about $1 million renovation or if you're talking about a little $200,000 renovation.
I just think it's gonna take more than new ceilings and furniture to like get the student body excited. Like part of the reason people don't want to go to the Dive is it's boring. There's a TV in there. Like, so there has to be something more to it.
I thought playing PlayStation.
Everybody has one.
I think we had decent discussion, and I mean, we'll go out back to Andrea and ask her for a plan before we ask you to go contact your constituents. But just a general yeah or nay of how do we feel with this? Like, do you think like Senate should be taking an initiative like renovating the Dive? Yeah. Our Senate shouldn't be taking initiative. Nay. What do we think?
Yeah.
Just a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Back row is.
Yeah. There we go. Oh. I like it.
Huh?
Okay.
Senator Jakes is gone.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, with that, do we have any more new business?
Do you think it's actually a good point? The benefit of doing like a one-time payment from the students is that most of the people would actually get to see the, like whatever, the reward for the money that they paid. Whereas if you do it over a period of a couple of years, then most of the people won't ever get anything from what they pay.
I yield. Good point. Any more new business? Oh, center.
Is it new business?
There's two.
So something, it's more of like a question, like I don't actually have anything to do about it yet, but how would Senate go about confronting a change in college policy?
So it would depend on what policy it is and what aspect of the college's policy it relates to. So like if you want to change something that's related to a residence life policy, then you'd work with residential life. If you wanted to change a policy in the GUSTI guide, the code of conduct, you work with Megan Rubel in the Dean of Students office. If you wanted to change a policy related to grades and academics, then you'd talk to either one of the faculty committee or the provost office. So it just depends on what it is that you're trying to change.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I can just tell you what I was thinking about. So today in a class that Kylie and I have, President Lane, it was brought up, and it's been brought up in residential life a whole bunch, both by the area coordinators and by CFs and also just students in general, about the policy that states that you're not allowed to have opposite sexed people on your floor after like 1 a.m. on weeknights and 2 a.m. on the weekends. And
for
that,
first years?
Yeah, for first years. Which, I mean, I know that it's a widely held opinion in residential life, especially that's a really outdated policy, but they just kind of haven't felt a push or anybody.
Grabby moms.
What?
Or grabby moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
to do anything about that. So I think that, I mean, it's not something that is, we're supposed to enforce it, but it's not something that gets like really, really enforced. And the goal behind it is so that way roommates can have a say of like, I want my space after a certain time, blah, blah, blah. But like, it's something that I think that's just having on our list of things that we enforce kind of reflects upon these statements in a way that I think doesn't really line up with our values of making sure that everyone feels comfortable and accepted in all aspects of their identity, including their sexuality. So I think that's just something to think about, and I might do some speaking with residential life to see what we can do. I yield.
Thank you. And there, William.
So I was talking to some of my constituents, and one of them works in the alumni office, and they were talking about how we stopped doing yearbooks in, I think it was 2015, and from constituents I've talked to and other people, I think a lot of people want to see yearbooks again, and so I want to charge the student academic affairs to talk to alumni office or whoever you need to talk to see what needs to happen in order to get yearbooks back. Like, one of the ideas we talked about is potentially having a student org, just like the Gustavus newspaper, that's like a paid org, because I'm sure there are plenty of people here who did yearbook in high school and would have the experience necessary to put together a yearbook. So yeah.
Is it a second? Center hand. As a second. Senator Williamson, you still have the floor.
Oh, I yield.
Any discussion on the motion? Senator Samantha?
Would the yearbooks, like, what would be in them? Like pictures of activities and stuff, and then pictures of people, or just pictures of activities?
So she brought one from like the 60s, and what it showed, and yeah, what past ones have showed is it has like activities, like the pictures from campus-sponsored activities, pictures of student boards, and then it had all of the seniors in it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So I work at CEO desk downstairs, and in the back of CEO office there's this big bookshelf, which has all the yearbooks from 60, 70, 80, 90. That's my best boss time thing on a weekend, on my shift. Those things are so fun to look back at, like, you know, how people had so much fun. Or like, look at Gustavus, how Gustavus was, what, like 15 years ago or before Tornado. Like, you know, you can't really see how Gustavus was before Tornado on Google. You have to go see the actual photograph. So I think this is a great idea, and student academic affairs should look into it.
Yeah, I was going to say the same as the previous speaker. There's also some in the Diversity Center, but I'm just like, would this be started by like a new organization? Would this be out of alumni and like office? Would like, who would be in charge of making this and how would we pay for it? And would students have to pay for it? I yield.
What would be my class's incentive, the first year class, to buy a yearbook or to support at a student organization that isn't applying to like us? I feel like we're gonna feel left out. Like maybe we'll buy it to like remember the seniors, but about the first year class, who's not gonna see any of their faces generally. I yield.
Advisor Van Hecke.
When it died before, it died because no students were interested in working on it, and the alumni office wasn't interested in paying people to work on it, and no students wanted to buy it. And we did a survey of the student body and they all thought that it was a dumb idea. Now, that doesn't mean that this student body might not decide it's the best idea in the universe, but I would say that you got a lot of legwork that you're gonna have to do to, and not that you wouldn't want to, then, or that alumni development, I mean, wouldn't want to, but like they were the people that killed it the last time around, so it just seems odd to me that they're trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Jakes.
So going off that, the previous speaker, maybe it'd be a good idea to do a survey, see who would want to do it, or see if people would want to buy a yearbook. I guess you'd have to come up with ideas of what's going to be in the yearbook that kind of sell the that the yearbook's going to be a thing. But yeah, I would.
Dr. Williamson.
Yeah, so I think my idea moving forward is to like have the Student Academic Affairs talk to alumni office why it stopped in the first place and how we can bring it back, and then afterwards send out a survey to the student body, see who's interested. And I think it doesn't have to be exactly like yearbooks used to be. Like maybe it could have pictures of all the students, or it could be something where all of the pictures in it are compiled from like the senior class's 4 years. And so it's something that you buy when you're a senior that represents your 4 years. So that way you're not trying to have first years pay for something that they don't feel represented in. They buy it when they're a senior.
Do you?
Yeah, I yield.
Sandra, talk.
I was going to make a similar point that you could have pictures of all the different years or bring a lot of different groups into it. So it's not just one class because they have friends with people in different years too.
I
personally really like that idea of a reflection upon, like focusing on that specific class and then like seeing, because it's so fun when you graduate, like at like slideshows and stuff, to see yourself in your first year and you're like, oh my gosh, like that was so weird. You know, I don't know. It gives you like good vibes when you think about just something like that. Just a collection of all your memories over the last year. I do.
Does
anyone know how much a yearbook costs in the past?
They were, when we quit doing them, they were selling for $36 a book.
I would pay $36 to remember my whole phone.
Yeah.
So,
4 years?
I approve that. And I like that.
No, it was 1 year. It was each academic year.
No, we were just done with it.
Like with that idea,
memory is
compile
four
like from all
like
4 years, and then as a senior you buy it.
Oh, Senator Carson.
I just wanted to comment on that. I think it's a really cool idea to have the whole kind of 4 years compiled and you'd buy it your senior year, but I don't know how that would work logistically, just because I don't know like when the seniors all just go to certain events. It's not like all classes spend all their time together. Ideally, that's cool, but there's a lot more intermingling.
We can
find like, just have pictures of like the seniors or anything. Like, if you're trying to have pictures like events and other things, yeah, that's just a concern that I kind of wanted to bring up with that. But
any more discussion? Seeing all.
I think we could have people submit pictures, and it doesn't have to be just seniors it would be like events that happened through their 4 years. Like, we're not going to be able to cut out anyone who wasn't a senior from the pictures. So, like, you know, for class of 2020, have the first square dance that they went to, and then pictures from all the homecomings from those years. Like, it's not going to just have seniors, but it's a collection of the events that happened over the 4 years.
Any more to oh, Senator Ruth?
So what class would this start with? Because I mean, I'm pretty sure juniors would not want to buy a yearbook next year with only like 1 year.
We could like, we can take, I don't know what the archives are like for pictures, like where pictures are stored or anything like that. Potentially if there are pictures stored from past years, we could get it for this year's junior class. Otherwise, it could be something that starts with this year's first years, and we could also have students submit pictures.
Okay.
Senator, how do you use?
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How would we identify who's who?
I think it would just be from the years, so like the square dance from 2016 and the homecoming from 2016-17. So based on the years, so like 2016 through 2020, like events that happened in those years, and then also have an opportunity for students to submit photos like from that class.
Senator Cook.
I just feel like, so I did yearbook in high school, and I just feel like it's easier to just do one yearbook every single year versus trying to make one for 4 years, because that would mean relying on seniors to make the yearbook at the end of their 4 years and they're busy enough stuff going on, whereas if you're just doing a new book every year, people can join from any year and help make that, and then everyone can be a part of it, and everyone can purchase it if they want to.
You all. Speaker Shogun.
I move to call the question.
Is there a second? Senator Samarlo gets a second. So now we vote to end the discussion. All those in favor of ending the discussion say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose say nay. Question, and it's now we move in the vote if we want to charge students and academic affairs looking into potentially making
who
a yearbook.
Who seconded it?
Smurl.
Okay, great. I just couldn't remember.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose say nay. Any abstentions? Motion. Charge. Any more new business? Seeing none. Announcement. Anybody has any announcement?
So our next meeting, it's after Thanksgiving, November 26th, President Bergman is going to be at the meeting. So please all be here. I'll send a reminder email out. Also, think of questions or anything you want to ask her. She like really just wants to like hear from all of us and like is really willing to answer any questions at all. So that's all I have for announcements.
You can always invite your friends too if they want. But any more announcements? Hey, we still have announcements. Thank you.
Building Bridges is doing valet parking, and it'd be a really cool opportunity to get volunteer hours. So if you want to sign up, just shoot me an email or Luz, because she's our events committee coordinator. So thank you.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, have a good Thanksgiving.
Do we all just pass these? Do you all just want to pass your play cards towards the end of the table?
What? What's sexy?
That
I hate you.